Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, early in the morning. It's the time for hustle and bustle of the holidays. We stay up too late. And then we have to get up in the morning. I watched one but two football games last night. So it's not like I was Christmas shopping or anything or out hustle and bustling like you do. I was just sitting on the couch watching two football games because there were two Monday games on. And then like about halftime of the regular game, it's coming up on 9 o'clock and I'm like, why am I even watching this? But here's the deal. I think I got excited about the Steelers finally losing. Now, no hate calls, please. There's a lot of Steeler fans in this area. But I don't want any team to ever beat the 1972 Miami Dolphins for being undefeated. Those guys.
The 1972 Dolphins.
Yeah, those guys still keep champagne on ice. And they wait every year for the last undefeated team to lose, and then they pop the champagne. So, Steeler fans, I'm not getting on you. You're what, 11-1 now? So get over it. And so that game was pretty exciting because they got beat by the Washington football team, and they absolutely suck. So it was kind of an exciting game.
Who were we? Oh, Mark Lawrence still calls them the Redskins.
I know, and he's been chastised and memoized. Is that even a word?
Uh-oh.
But he keeps doing it. I think he's doing it on purpose.
Of course he is. Come on now.
So then the second game was like Buffalo, and who'd they even play? I don't even remember. But I'm like, Tom, dude, go to bed. You're a morning radio guy, and you're no spring chicken anymore. Let's go.
I was just up last night fa-la-la-la-lying.
Yeah, you were.
At Joy Through the Grove.
Oh.
And it was wonderful.
I still have to mark that on my calendar. But sorry, there's a football game tonight.
Fun. Listen, here's the thing. Insider tip, and maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't. No inside information.
Here's the thing. If you want to go, and the wait, it's been very popular.
Yes.
Avoid the weekends. Go on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Oh.
And if you want to really hit the sweet spot, roll on in like 8:15.
Ding, 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 ding. Inside information alert from 94KX right there. You heard it.
I'm just saying. Or you have to get in line at like 4:30. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then that way, you know your wait will only be about 45 minutes, mm-hmm. and then you'll go right through. But it won't be totally, totally dark. I'm telling you, wait until the end of the evening and sneak in at the last minute on a weeknight.
You know, that's a good point, because when you get in line at like 4:30, it's not dark and you're like, what am I doing? But trust me, it'll be dark. It gets dark quickly between 4:30 and 5. So, yeah, great idea. Great idea. I will say
it was fun. It was very fun. I also ate my weight in fudge.
All right, then. I got an idea for us tonight, though.
Okay. What? I don't know if I can stay up late again, Tom.
Me either, but I got this idea. What do you say we drink our weight at Brendan's Town Tavern?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's time to shop Lewisburg!
Woohoo! 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller?
We're going to be quick this morning. Caller number one gets a gift certificate to one of our favorite watering holes, Brendan's Town Tavern on Market Street in Lewisburg. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
'Tis better to give than to receive. Unless you give something away accidentally, Laura.
Oh, what happened?
Read this story this morning about this guy that accidentally donated an old frying pan to the Goodwill right after Thanksgiving. You know, and this is what guys do. They get like, their wife is making a big Thanksgiving dinner and they get looking at stuff and they're like, ugh, that frying pan looks old. I'm going to get rid of it and get her a new one for Christmas. You know, that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Well, the only problem was this guy got rid of like a 100-year-old family heirloom.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's in so much trouble now. He's up in his years, too. So maybe he had a little slip of the mind there and gave away his wife's heirloom. But now their son is out there, and this is going on in South Carolina. The son is out there trying to get it back for his mama in time for Christmas.
She wanted to start using it again. And so it's about a 100-year-old skillet that she remembers cooking on when she was 13, helping out her mom.
Now, you know, this is kind of a funny story, but then it's not. So I hope this woman gets her skillet back. Is there anything in your house right now that you could think of that if Keith O got rid of it, you would be like, what did you do?
Yes.
You have a lot of things. You have amazing things in your house.
Number one, and it would require a lot of effort, is my grandfather's butcher block.
That thing weighs a ton.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you moved into your house, everybody who moved it in said, you're never moving out of this house.
It's been moved now 3 times.
And for people don't know.
There's also, I'm trying to think.
For people that don't know, Laura's grandpa had a meat shop in the coal region.
And, he did indeed.
And you have the original butcher block that's really worn in the middle and stuff, hundreds of years of chopping, and you have it in your kitchen. It's adorable. But when you look at it, you think, well, that's a cute little knick-knack. Not so fast, my friend.
And then we've heard it on the show before, the bell for the store.
Yes.
And the actual scraper for the block to clean it are both above it on the shelf. I would be very upset.
See now,
if somehow they disappeared.
Yeah. See now, he's a good guy. I mean, Keith O knows that this goes back in history. But is there like a frying pan or something that he threw that away? Because I think that I could have been this guy that we're talking about, you know. And I got rid of that old skillet, honey. I'll buy you a new one.
Well, it's interesting because every once in a while. And it's no one's fault, but like the cast iron skillet gets like washed and then you'll look at it and you'll be like, oh, that skillet's rusty. No. You just took all the seasoning off of it because you're not supposed to wash it. So yeah. Now I have to re-season it and oil it and do all the stuff, right?
There it is.
I have one like that. That's from my aunt. Mm. No. We don't throw that away. It's very old.
So news is coming up next. Rob, the Sports Center, also on the way. Steve with the weather. But guys, if you're listening this morning, don't throw it away. That's the lesson. No, it's not Flashback Friday, but are you wearing your juicy sweatsuit this morning? It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Did you ever own one of those, Laura?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, come on. Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Look deep in your closet. No?
Nope. Do you want to know why? And this might be TMI. But this Polish badonk did not look cute in juicy sweatpants.
You have a Polish badonk?
I'm sturdy, you know? And it just was not a good look. I felt like I didn't need large words across my posterior.
The back of your front. Your tushy.
There it is. My doopy, if you will.
Your doopy. Your dupa, as they say in the coal region.
The dupia.
The dupia. The Juicy Couture sweatsuits are back. They were big in the late 80s into the 90s, and they went away. Now they're back, and people can't get enough of them for Christmas gift giving. It's a little weird.
As soon as I put on my first Juicy tracksuit, I was obsessed. I said, please send me more. I want the full collection, every single color. I just fell in love with the brand and basically became my uniform. I have an entire closet that's only Juicy Couture. It's where I go in every single day and just put on my juice.
That's put on your juice. That's Paris Hilton right there. So the new line, Laura, includes hoodies, fake fur hoodies, track pants, all this stuff.
Of course it does. Back in the day, I want to say it was like Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Lopez, even Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. It was very like late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
That they were a thing because of that show, A Simple Life with, Paris Hilton and, Nicole Richie.
Wow. Well, now the simple life is called pandemic and quarantine, and women can't get enough of these juicy tracksuits. And I'm looking on the screen. I Googled it, and maybe you people are shopping now as well. Price points are like $23.99 to $175. Wow.
Wow.
And you got to be honest with me, though. If I buy the cheapie, is she going to know?
Yes.
All right. Duly noted, guys. We've taught the guys of Central PA 2 important lessons this morning. Don't throw out your wife's frying pan. And if you're going to buy the juicy, make it expensive.
Not even that. I mean, just make sure she likes it first.
Well, yeah. There's that. Say that word again. You said for your donk.
My posterior? Yeah, my badonk. Badonk.
Your Polish badonk.
My Polish badonk.
There's something else we learned today. Nothing like some Bing in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning. You can't beat White Christmas, though. But it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is indeed, especially with a little snow. Now, reports in my neck of the woods are that Route 54 is a little slippery between Millisburg and Danville.
What's that one section there? Bear Gap or whatever it is? No, what did you call it?
Yes, that's going out towards Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. So that's going southbound.
Yeah, just be careful. Yes. Things are a little slippery. Hey, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Actually, you just mentioned it.
White Christmas?
White Christmas.
Really?
Bing Crosby.
No kidding.
I actually love the whole movie and the soundtrack that goes with it.
Yes.
It's really not the holidays until I watch that and then sing along at the end when they kind of like dance around the Christmas tree.
Yes.
And then it's a miracle and they open the barn doors and it's finally snowing.
Oh! Love the classic movies. That's maybe a question for another time because sometimes the classic songs are in the classic movies.
But what about Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Oh, the way she sings that, riveting.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I have to pick one?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do.
Yours?
I like the old traditional Nat King Cole, the Christmas song, but at the same time, whenever I hear a good version of Oh Holy Night, I start crying. I just get all choked up because I think of my dad who used to sing that in choir at midnight mass every year when I was a little altar boy. My dad nailed it, man. He sounded like Sinatra. It was amazing. And still to this day, when I hear that song, I get all goosebumps and think of my pop. Hey, we lost someone last night. We lost Chuck Yeager at the age of 97. He passed away last night, a true American hero. He became the first pilot to break the sound barrier. You might remember Sam Shepard in the 83 movie The Right Stuff. That was Chuck Yeager. And we have some audio of Chuck Yeager explaining that trip. What an amazing man.
The flight itself went as expected. We'd been having a lot of trouble with fires in the tail of the airplane and igniters that wouldn't work. Fortunately, they all worked that day, and we pushed the thing out, and really, once we got the Mach jump on the Mach meter, we got our first sonic boom here, then it almost was a letdown, you know, if the damn thing didn't blow up. It didn't make any difference to me whether the X-1 blew into a million pieces or not, see, because I couldn't do anything about it, so we have to put it out of your mind. You do that in combat. We realized that the so-called sound barrier really restricted us from going any faster. And once we got the X-1 above the speed of sound and smoked on out to Mach 2 and then beyond, we realized, hey, this opens up the whole universe for us.
Amazing. What an amazing man.
Wow. What was he, 97?
97 years old.
Cool.
No details, but he passed away last night. The Right Stuff, Chuck Yeager. Let's stay in the 80s for a while. No, it's not Flashback Friday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. And the quarantines are back. You know, the vaccine is being distributed in England. And so let's stay in the 80s, Laura, for just a bit.
Sounds like a plan.
And let's stay British. And are you ready for some fascination?
Sort of.
But substitute the word fascination for vaccination.
Perfect.
Everybody! Everybody line up. We'll do that. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
That actually was good. They did a, yeah. That wasn't any 5-minute job in the studio. On the way, I would never blame them for that. On the way, Seth Meyers talks about a real man. Ooh. Okay. Birthday buddies on the way. Your chance to scream. And a birthday buddy that Laura might want to sing along to.
Ooh. I love when I get that opportunity.
There you go. Also, like Laura said, a finger-licking good movie? Well, we don't know about that, but details still to come this hour.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Don't know about Tom's Diner. I like the name of the place. But how about some Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Listen, I never thought that I would see the day where there was a Lifetime holiday movie made about Colonel Sanders. Now listen to this. I'm going to read you a story, and it's called A Recipe for Seduction.
Ooh.
As the holidays draw near, a young heiress contends with the affections of a suitor handpicked by her mother. When the handsome chef, Harlan Sanders, arrives with his secret fried chicken recipe and a dream, he sets in motion a series of events that unravels the mother's devious plans. Will our plucky heiress escape to her wintry happily ever after with Harlan at her side? Or will she cave to the demands of family and duty? Watch A Recipe for Seduction, beginning December 13th on Lifetime.
What the hell are you doing?
A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal, and now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Oh. Jessica is falling for Harlan.
The cook? Leave Jessica alone and skip town.
This is real.
A secret recipe that's going to change the world.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe?
A secret
herbs and spices!
Secrets.
All those herbs and spices.
My daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Hey now, Mom, back it off!
Oh, boy. Whoa.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, Chicken Man.
Chicken Man? Don't call him Chicken Man!
Everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you?
Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Mario Lopez.
Dude,
is
and
that's
Colonel
Mario
Sanders
Lopez.
In a recipe for seduction.
Oh, yeah!
December 13th at noon, only on Lifetime. Presented by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Of course it's presented by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I can't. Mario Lopez is Harlan Sanders, a.k.a. the Colonel. He's A.J. Slater from Saved by the Bell. What the heck?
And who is his agent? I just want to know.
How did they get this movie made? Actually, you know what? Bravo, capitalism.
There it is.
Because paid Lifetime some big bucks to do basically an hour and a half long commercial for their secret recipe.
Coming to Lifetime soon. Hey, give
December 13th, in fact.
Give us the name of the movie in your announcer lady voice again.
A Recipe for Seduction.
Yeah. Tom and Laura in the Morning. News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve with the weather. Yesterday, we asked you the question on Facebook, how do you like to put the lights on your Christmas tree? Do you go around in a circle starting at the top or the bottom? Or do you go up and down? Because it was a TikTok video of some lady that claimed to be a pro at it, and she says go up and down. All of Central PA said around in a circle, right, Laura?
Pretty much, with the exception of one person who was like, oh, yeah, my wife has been putting lights on our tree vertically like that for years.
Wow. Amy texted in yesterday and she said, my only concern with the vertical method is having enough lights as when you go around the tree. In order to best use my lights, I go from top to bottom and then spread them out. And she sent several, a very lengthy text, and at the end she goes, does any of this make sense? Maybe I'm thinking about this too much.
Here's the thing. So I guess the whole reason for the vertical lights is that you actually use less lights.
Okay.
But then can also get them closer together. So if you want maximum twinkle.
Maximum twinkle.
It makes sense. And if one of the light strands goes out, it's easier to locate and then remove that strand to replace it.
There it is. That's the big concern. Now, I've gone all LED over the past few years, so that doesn't happen. But if you have older lights, it could happen. So maybe that's the reason for vertical. Either way, we decided to make this a try at Tuesday. And when I say we, I decided, but you have to do it.
Yeah, so I'm going to try it today.
Yeah.
My tree is still naked.
Okay.
Naked. She's sitting there in front of the window.
Okay.
And I got a couple of strands of lights out, and we are actually going to try the vertical light string method for Try It Tuesday this morning.
Now, this will be the first time you've ever done this, right? I mean, vertically.
Yes, no, I've never. Normally, the husband and I work together as a team, and we wrap around. We kind of shove them in close to the trunk.
Yep.
On occasion, I'll add, larger light bulbs.
Yeah.
Out closer to the end of the branches. Those are on the mantle this year. So we're going to give the vertical method a shot.
All right. So if you're a believer, or maybe you're skeptical, maybe you want to try it, but you don't want to try it. That's what Try It Tuesday is for. Laura, we've been doing that.
It is.
Facebook Live at 8:15. At the same time, we're going to give you another chance to discover downtown Lewisburg with our gift card giveaway.
What do we have?
Ooh, brush strokes. I love that place. Art supply and so much more.
Cool knickknacks and stuff too. Nice paper.
I have their website up on one of the giant screens here, and I love the phrase, if our easel is out, we're open.
Perfect.
Especially for 2020. Chance for you to shop Lewisburg, win instantly and qualify to win bigger. And Laura coming up.
A Try Tuesday, of course, right here with Tom and Laura in the morning. 94K.
We love Tuesday.
Hi.
We love everybody Tuesday.
Best this holiday season. Rocking around.
Because it's Try It Tuesday time. And Laura is especially happy during the holiday season because she cooks, she bakes, and she decorates Christmas trees.
And I'm going to try a Christmas tree light hack this morning that came from TikTok.
Yep, we talked about it yesterday if you were with us, and we posted it on Facebook. How do you put your Christmas tree lights on? Round in a circle or vertically, straight up and down around the tree? Now,
most people put them around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I have for years and years, unless, you know, you have one of those pre-lit trees, which then you just put the tree up and you're good to go.
Just plug her in, yeah, that kind of thing. I like to go around the tree as well, and you mentioned sometimes that's a two-person deal. You hand the lights around and do that kind of thing. But maybe this lady on TikTok, because she's a loner, decided to go vertically, and you're going to try it for the first time?
Apparently, it's the easiest method to do if you're stringing the lights yourself.
Right, right.
Also, it allows you to use less strands of lights and get maximum twinkle.
See, I like lots of lights, like thousands of lights on one tree.
So do I.
But I understand. I understand if you only have so many sets, then this is the way to go. So you're going to do Facebook Live and show people how it worked out in your very own house.
Yes. Also, I am going to try to successfully not fall off of my stepladder.
No, don't say that. You don't usually fall off, do you?
No. Sometimes a little accident prone.
Well, keep in mind you have contractors in the house to come to your rescue just in case.
I do indeed. So I am wearing a festive mask. I have on my reindeer sweater. I also have on a pair of reindeer antlers. And we are going to give this thing a shot.
Yeah. Try It Tuesday. Facebook Live with Laura.
Right now.
In the meantime, let's go shopping in downtown Lewisburg.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
I think we'll take caller one because we don't want to miss Laura on Facebook. 1-800-326-94KX. We've got a $25 gift card for you from Brush Strokes in downtown Lewisburg. If our easel is out, we're open. That's Brush Strokes. Good luck. Well, I got to ask, how'd it work out? I just got to ask. How'd it work out? Try It Tuesday.
Okay, so we got one strand of lights up, but I wasn't going to, and it took about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to have all of our watchers and listeners come on the whole journey with me, because I feel like the whole tree might take like a half an hour.
Right.
So I'm going to do a time-lapse video and
put
the rest of the lights up and kind of tuck them in and zhuzh them, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it goes.
In time-lapsed, we could see you decorate your tree in 30 minutes, probably in about 30 seconds, right?
That is correct.
Very good. Very good. Tom and Laura in the morning with a Try It Tuesday. Governor Andrew Cuomo, I love that guy. Okay?
You don't mess with him.
You and I, we both have connections to upstate New York. But yeah, you don't mess with the governor of New York. Yesterday, he was on a, I don't know, a Zoom with Dr. Fauci, a little kind of thing there, talking about the vaccine. And he decided that they should get vaccinated together on camera and be a modern-day De Niro and Pacino. Now, he's catching heat for it. And I don't know. I think it was kind of cool.
I said that as soon as the vaccine is deemed ready and safe, I'll be the first one to take a vaccine. Maybe we enlist you. I'll do it with you. We'll do an ad telling New Yorkers it's safe to take the vaccine. Put us together. We're like the modern day De Niro and Pacino. You can be whichever you want. You can be the De Niro or Pacino. Fauci and Cuomo, I'll give you a firm. Who do you want to be, De Niro or Pacino? Which one do you want to be?
I love them both. I love them both. I don't want to insult one or the other. If I say one, I don't want to hurt the feelings of the other.
Yeah. Who's the politician?
I thought it was funny, but he's catching heat for it. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's fantastic.
So do I. And to anybody who's hating on Cuomo now because of his whole take on this.
You talking to me?
Yeah, there you go. Give it to me again.
You talking to me?
Talking to me?
Everybody does it.
Talking to me?
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, news is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Listen carefully to Laura's house.
Lots of stuff happening here. Lots.
Do you have a bumblebee problem, or are they using some kind of special saw?
That's a grinder to get the windows out. They're on the last one. It's going to take half a day.
Live construction on the air, only here.
94KX.
Holy. Holy, holy moly. Cosmo Claus is coming to town. You know, you go to our text club here in the studio and I look at the screen and there's all these words, Christmas words. And I'm like, wait a minute. It must be time for Cosmo's keyword of the day, right?
That's right. It's 12 days of Knoebels giveaways. Not only do we have your chance to win through Joy Through the Grove, so make sure that you vote on all of those gorgeous lights that were submitted. And now it's the top 10. So they're on the 94KX Facebook page.
Okay.
But now we really got the hookup from Knoebels this holiday season.
Yeah. All you have to do is text the Cosmo keyword to 49330 for your chance to win what? Like a gift card and some ride tickets. Yay.
That's right. And those ride tickets never expire, so you can come and ride all of the rides when Knoebels opens once more in 2021.
Well, if you feel like texting right now, today's keyword is jolly. Jolly.
Jolly. J-O-L-L-Y.
There you go. And then just listen all day long to see if you're a winner.
That's right. And you only are a winner with Cosmo and 94KX.
Of course, George Harrison's take in the 80s, Paul McCartney's take in the 90s, and also Elton John with Empty Garden. Cool stuff. Anyway.
Very, very cool stuff.
Every time I hear his Christmas song. Ago. Yeah. And when I hear his Christmas song, still to this day, war is over if you want it. You know what I mean? I mean,
absolutely.
Timeless. Timeless. All right. Wrapping up the show. Tom and Laura in the morning. What you got?
You know what? I decided that we needed a John Lennon quote today.
Oh, that's
on
cool.
The anniversary of his passing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one kind of makes sense, though, today because it's perfect.
Oh, all right.
The sun is up. The sky is blue. It's beautiful. And so, dear, are you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.